Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. It is 9:30 on the East Coast, and I am on the air with Terrence, Zach, and Corey, Spiritual Satire Radio, coming to you live over the internet. Zach, can you hear me? Well, Zach must have gotten a call from one of his many girlfriends, or maybe I just don't know how to work this whole thing. So let's click on all these microphones and see if we can bring them in. Zach, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Corey, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you fine.
And Terrence.
Nah, Spiritual Giant is here.
Okay. Going forward, I got to remember to click on your microphone. Sorry about that. That was a total blow it on my part. excuse me. I'm drinking a fine Coca-Cola. What are you guys doing? Are you, Terrence, are you still walking or what?
I'm actually about to walk in the house.
I am downloading music.
Are you going to keep talking when you walk in the house?
I'm like 10 feet behind Terrence.
Well, that's where you should be, Zach. It's proper according to the refugee status that you have.
Powerful.
Spiritual giant is in the building.
The spiritual giant is in the building. All right, so you're going to get into a place where you can talk. Corey, in a place where you can talk. Corey, what's going on? Did you did not go to a meeting tonight?
No, I was pretty upset about something that happened, and I still am upset. So I spent some time on the back porch doing some writing and listening to music, getting a little self-ventilation out. And,
all right, is it something that happened to somebody else, or, you know, like something that happened to you? You want to vent this out, or what's going on?
No. It's just nothing that I want to talk about on
all right.
So I got on this to distract me from it.
Oh, good. All right. Well, I did get the phone number. It took a couple of phone calls, but I did get the phone number for the walking thigh, and I will be calling her during the trial run. You guys doubt me?
No.
Yeah, how the hell would you find that?
Zach Vinson.
Oh, my God.
I don't know who that is.
Why do you get my stalker on this talk show? This is not kosher.
I'm just kidding. And if it's not kosher,
thank God.
it's time to call your rabbi.
Yeah.
Call your rabbi.
Zach, are you going to act like you have some contribution to the show? I mean, you're lucky I even called you.
Are you trying to talk into all three phones at once?
I called you on the 472 number. Is that the number that you give out to the girls, or is that like your business line?
This is AA line.
Okay.
I'm doing a radio show.
Zach, since I'm in our room, you have to go outside.
I'm outside.
Wow.
Why does he have to go outside? Is he like a bad puppy?
I don't know. We could get some weird feedback and hear each other's voices.
Is that what was happening?
Or if he comes in the room.
Hold on. I'm switching back and forth between like two different phones. Hold on.
Oh, no. You have an inkling again?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm going to need you to take a drug test.
I went into the backyard and introduced myself to Travis. And I said, hey, I'm Paul. He goes, I'm Travis. I said, that's too close
awesome.
To Trey.
Huh.
Yes, I am. I'm on my other phone right now doing a talk show.
Yeah, I'm not even going to lie. That would be a great
spiritual giant.
He's talking to somebody on his other phone about being on the phone with us on a radio show. Zach, I need you to text me that person's phone number so we can call and get them involved in the show, please, right away.
You can't call the Harford County Detention Center.
From the Harford County Detention Center called you. You're taking that call while you're on a radio show.
Oh, dude, bro, if the government is on this phone call, I'm gonna have to bail.
It's not. They might be on my other phone, but not on this.
Abort.
Government. Yeah. It's all right. I'm off the grid. Terrence, I heard you laughing in the house.
Hey, yo, listen here. I'm not going to have no feds on this talk show.
No feds, all right?
All this talk show is going to be.
Yeah, basically. Which is pretty bad, but you know, it's unavoidable. I don't even think we should say fed.
Why?
What?
Because as soon as you say fed, then they start listening.
I didn't just start talking with him.
Is it like offensive to like federal agents?
Wait, what? No, fed. I thought you said fat.
I didn't just start talking with him.
Who is this? Is this like a co-defendant? What's the problem here, Zach?
Are you representing them?
It's my ex-girlfriend.
It's your mom? What?
Oh, God, fucking hang up the phone right now.
It's my ex-girlfriend.
Right. Why are you bothering sick women in jail?
What is your ex-girlfriend? Why is she still in jail? What's the problem?
She took the fall for him. It's a long story.
It's a long story. Okay. Can you at least tell me the most serious charge?
Trafficking?
That's pretty good. And is she awaiting trial or has this been adjudicated and she's been sentenced?
She's been sentenced.
All right. And so she's calling you collect from like the block phone or what's the deal?
I'm trying to like listen to like you guys and her at the same time.
Did you tell her that you were saving yourself for her until she got out of jail?
You know, it's highly illegal. If you put your two phones together right now and we start talking to her, it's highly illegal.
Is it?
Yeah, break the law.
Did he just say I love you?
And I'm already on like a 3-way.
All right, I'm gonna start talking to Terrence and Corey again because I can't stand what he's doing. He won't tell us what the most serious charge is. He told us that she's sentenced, but he won't even risk breaking Maryland state law by broadcasting a phone call from a correctional institution.
No one is listening.
Corey.
To this. Hey, yeah. Who said my name?
That's weird. You guys all got really quiet all of a sudden. That doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
Corey, what's going on with your refugee status? Has the United States accepted you?
No, they have not. They kicked me out.
Because I told them I'm on the phone with you. I'm holding my two phones up to my ear.
I swear to God, Zach. Speak into one phone at a time.
Oh, should I?
It's
maybe.
Okay, Zach. It's okay if you want to talk to her. You want to take some time out? This is just a trial run. What we want to do going forward is to make sure that she understands that every Saturday night from 9:30 to 10:30, we're going to have an hour-long show. And if she could please call you at that time to pledge her undying love to you, despite the fact that your irreconcilable differences have rendered you a man whore preying on every woman in your county, I'm sure she's going to want to call up. It's all good. It's all good.
Are you on your period now?
Are you asking me or her? We're just going to listen to you talking to her right now.
All right. You should I was going to say you should mute him, but then we won't know. I can't tell who he's talking to.
You're doing like a state cunt right now.
All right.
Zach, is she
already turning?
Is she aware that you're a Czech citizen?
Yeah, she is.
Okay, good. All right, very good. Is she also a Czech citizen, or is that another state secret that can't be revealed?
Yeah, I wish you guys could hear her on the other line. The
we wish we could hear her too, don't we? Hey, Terrence, what happened to you?
Nope.
You got quiet all of a sudden.
No, yeah, my lead is texting me.
Oh, my God. The chosen one?
Your lead didn't – the chosen one is your lead?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The chosen one is the one involving you in all the drama?
Oh, dude, yeah.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and voice.
It's one night a week. It's talk show.
There's no such thing as
made a commitment to do
someone
this talk
involving
show.
You in drama.
It's one night
it's
a week.
It's very easy to avoid drama. I do it daily. You just don't talk to anyone.
Yeah, and I talked to you before. She's the person who tells me what to do.
I muted him. I can't take him anymore. I'll bring him back in a minute. Corey, let me know what he's done with that other call. So I'm sorry. Corey, what do you have to say about the situation with the drama?
I think that it is very easy to avoid drama. All you have to do is ignore the person, not talk to anyone. I mean, the amount of people that I dislike at our job don't, like, the greater amount don't speak English. I can't talk to most of them anyways. But, I don't know, drama's pretty easy to avoid. She texted you, here's some just otherworldly insight. Don't text her back.
No, she's flipping out, actually. She wants to know why I asked to change my shift. And my supervisor emailed her and told her about it. And I pretty much told her, like, yo, I want to bang you, and you tell me what to do at my job, so this is just not going to end well.
See, yeah, no, that's...
Wow. You told her, like, you pledged your undying love, and you said you're switching the shift so that you can actually do the hookup, or what?
No, dude, I'm switching the shift because I want to bang her, and it's not good for my sobriety.
Oh.
I don't think wanting to bang somebody is bad for your sobriety. That's a really good idea, though. I'm thinking that
and your supervisor, that's the one that I waved to in the parking lot?
No, my supervisor is like the, yes, that's her, but she's not my lead.
No, I understand that. So the one in the parking lot is the one who emailed your lead.
Yes, she basically told on me.
I totally got that.
I don't want to say the word. She's not a very nice person.
Why don't you want to say the word?
It's an R-rated online program.
We can say whatever we want.
All right, I'll say this. Our emotions don't define us, but if they did, she would be defined as a cunt.
Oh, ooh, that's powerful there. That is some powerful stuff.
Let's see what Mick Lejeune is up to. That's fucking spiritual. I'm here.
Are you off the phone now?
Yeah, I'm off the phone. I told her I made a commitment once a week to do this.
And did you tell her it was on Saturday nights and tonight doesn't really count?
Yeah.
All right. You got to, especially while you're smoking, you got to hold the phone away from your mouth, dude, because you're like 6,000 decibels. And then we got the of you exhaling the cigarette.
That's actually me.
Then turn my microphone down.
Oh, okay. I'll get right on that because this is the total high tech studio here, bro.
That's what it sounded like.
All right, there you go. Oh my soul! I can't believe it. It is kind of funny because I can hang up on any of you at any time.
So funny.
Yeah, it was funny. She was getting all mad. She's like, why are you telling them what I'm doing? She's like, and you better fucking tell them that I'm not your ex-girlfriend. I'm your best friend.
Wow.
That's so lame.
Wow, that's so gay.
That is so special. Not that there's anything wrong with that. That's almost a gay hugging Tina before work, at the end of work.
Do what?
I'm going through my phone. There's nobody that I really think that I'm going to invite on tonight's trial run. If you guys have somebody that you want to text,
I don't know anybody in the state.
Well, that was really nice. Because, you know, the internet only reaches Pennsylvania. It's sb.blogtalkradio.com/host/studio.aspx#. I'm going to text that to you guys if you want to text it out to anybody else. They can call in. I will also text the guest call-in number, and we'll see if anybody wants to give us a call. I mean, we've got 45 minutes to fart around with this thing tonight. You know what I'm saying?
I feel you on that.
Oh, that's
great. I will probably not be – well, I don't know. I mean, I try to go to sleep by like 10:30. We'll see how this goes.
I understand.
So
and
because I also have to get a meditation in. I haven't meditated yet.
Why not? Why didn't you meditate before the show?
Because I was considering texting that I wasn't in the mood for the show, but I thought it was best if I didn't stew in my own pensiveness and just allow myself to be in my own head. So, yeah.
Okay.
Now I'm here. Yeah, I have a typewriter in our room. You've never seen it.
What?
No, that's Terrence doing shit with his mouth.
Really? That's cool.
Or.
Gentlemen, we have a situation.
What's the situation?
My lead stopped talking to me.
She stopped talking to you?
That sounds like the opposite of a situation.
She's
like really mad.
Yeah, but right now, you are in the middle of the drama right now. If you just said to yourself, this is probably going to be fine tomorrow or in a couple of days, you would totally relax. But you're in the reactive mode right now.
But she's hot.
Yeah, I know she's hot.
God forbid we exhibit some self-control.
I'm powerless.
No, you're not.
All right, so my friend Chris is going to tune in a minute. She just got home from work. I don't know why she just got home from work at 9:45, but that's her deal, not my deal, that's for sure.
We need a drug test.
I need Somebody a drug test?
Me.
Okay.
He does.
No.
Somebody texted me, and I can't check on my flip phone.
Yeah, well, that's because I'm an idiot. You want to write down a phone number? Well, no, because you're not going to be able to text it to anybody anyway. Never mind.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
What,
I'm on a talk show right now.
Well, I was thinking that.
Hold on, my roommate just came in.
I was excited that I got a text. Gosh.
Tell your roommate to call in 773-897-6483.
Yeah, but it's a four-way call on an actual, like, we're on a talk show right now, technically. Get in your head. No, dude, this is like a real thing that's happening.
Just give me your roommate's phone number and I'll text him the link.
No, I want my roommate to pull out his phone and call this number.
All right, that's 773-897-6483.
Buddy, that is a lot of numbers. 773.
773-897-6483. Do you not like it when I burp?
It sounds just like a dinosaur on my phone.
877-6483. And when he dials in, it'll show up on my little switchboard because I am the man with all the power. See, that was good right there, see? You had a little loogie you needed to work on. I burp. It's all part of the thing. You know what I'm saying? Uh-oh. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a caller. Hold on.
Oh,
go ahead, caller. You're on the air. He can't handle it, can he?
Oh, my God.
Dude, what's your name, caller?
My name is Josh Paul. Running through North PA, right? York PA. What's up, everyone?
Josh, what's up? You are the fifth of five listeners to this radio program.
Hey, Josh, how's the traffic
God,
where
I'm
you are?
Josh, I think one of the co-hosts, Corey, had a question there for you.
How's the traffic where you are?
Oh, the traffic, just what you would expect from an inner city, kind of not city town thing.
All right, that's great.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. Pretty awesome. You got to look both ways when you cross the road.
One of the things that we're going to do, Josh, is one of the co-hosts is going to be responsible for traffic reports. Zach, we were thinking of having you do this. So what we'll do is, like, every once in a while, I'll go, hey, Zach, how's the traffic? And you'll just go, I don't know, people are, like, going to the mall. just say something lame, like, How's the traffic out there? I don't know. People are stopped at red lights or going through green lights. What do you want from me?
Whoa, red and green. What are these words?
Well, red is
a
color, and green is a not red.
Yeah, so it's blue, right?
Well, if you live in a world where there are only two colors, yes. Josh, how many colors are you aware of?
I'm aware of purple, yellow, and red.
Sorry. You're wrong.
Fucking you. How many drugs have you done?
Josh, you're going to have to be drug tested now. I'm sorry.
That's fair. I'm pretty sure my roommate has clean piss.
No, he just injects it in all of his roommates, so they fail. Good luck with that.
Do you guys understand how hard it is to get somebody else's urine to unless that person goes right into the cup, and obviously somebody should be watching, but it's not going to be 98 degrees. I mean, you could tape it to your thigh for an hour. It's still not going to be 98 degrees.
That's why you got to keep it in your mouth.
You wrap a hand warmer around it. You get one of those hand warmers and wrap around it.
Yeah, the hand warmer is going to make it like 185 degrees. It's going to be boiling.
You wear like a pair of boxers, and then you wear a pair of long johns, and then a pair of basketball shorts, and then a pair of jeans, and tape it to the inside of your leg with a hand warmer wrapped around it, and sit on it on the drive.
It's just
on the drive to the
sweaty and wet. It's not going to get hot.
It's going to make it sweaty. Oh man, Josh, without being specific about any organization names or companies, what did you do today?
I took a walk.
Wow.
Okay.
Sorry to hear that.
Walk, did you come to a fork in the road and you took the path less traveled? What did you see on your little walk there, buddy?
You know, I went on a hunt for this place called Tent City, I heard. I heard it was a good place to eat out at, so went to find it. I encountered a couple red lights, you know, a lot of people honking at me because apparently you're not supposed to go on the crosswalk unless the thing says walk. And, that's pretty much the story of my life nowadays.
Sounds like a lot of horseshit.
Okay. Did you find the Tent City?
You know, I didn't. I heard it was big and, you know, easy to find, a pretty glamorous location. But, I walked for quite a while and I had no luck.
Did you guys hear my stupid Microsoft Office update just go doo-doo-doo-doo?
Nope.
Oh, good. Okay. So, be serious, Josh, with me for a minute. Have you not seen the Tent City yet?
No, I really haven't.
All right. We're going to have to make sure we take you for a walk down the rail trail so that you can see the Tent City, because all the money that they spent on the rail trail and making it a really nice place for recreation, you walk right by it, and it's pretty vicious.
Yeah, I know where it is. It's actually underneath the bridge by Newberry Street.
Wait, there's a Tent City underneath a bridge?
Yeah.
I'm shocked.
Isn't there a river underneath the bridge?
Oh, no, that's no river.
There's also a river.
That's the inky, stinky Codorus.
People shower that, yeah.
So, Josh, you went for a walk. I mean, I really thought you were going to tell me a couple of productive things, but walking's nice. But did you do anything else? Yeah, well, I don't want you to, talk about, whether or not you're in treatment and break all the HIPAA laws and everything like that. And I don't want you to say, I went to Harley and applied for a job and, they kicked me out and stuff like that.
Well,
I guess you could talk about whatever
off,
you want, but.
I started my day off. I went to PHP. I had some really interesting conversations, really enlightening. Good stress reliever for me. And then I got out. I read some of this book that I've been reading. And I hit a meeting. That's pretty much the story of my day.
I've noticed a little bit more about your accent. So is it okay if I call you Johnston Josh from now on?
Oh, my God, no.
You answer, thank you for that. That's the correct answer, by the way. But before you completely commit to one answer or another, you should know that the guy that I used to call Johnston has disappeared.
The most shot out person.
He was not the most shot out person. Surely we know people more shot out than him.
I don't know about that. That's highly debatable.
Okay, well, that's the purpose of the show, is to engage in really meaningful debates, like who is the most shot out person in all the people that we know.
All right. Hey, Josh, did you happen to meet any strangers on your walk?
Strangers? No, I had my headphones in. I wasn't really looking to talk to anyone.
Ooh, exhibiting antisocial behavior.
Yeah, would have made an interesting story for your our guest spot. You let us down, kind of, but that's all right. Keep coming back.
Terrible. What? Who is spitting?
That's Zach.
Zach is sitting across from you and hocking up loogies.
It's Nicholas.
No, not right.
I spit out bullet shells.
Yeah, I don't doubt that. You are one tough dude. No, you're not even close to a tough dude. I don't know what I'm talking about. I don't know what I'm going to do. I got to upload audio so that we can have audio for my episode.
That's all right. I'm about to actually get off because I made it in my meditation. Go to sleep if I can concentrate enough to.
All right. Are you what time did we agree that we're going to do this show on Saturday?
9:30. I mean, since I don't work Sundays, like timing's not an issue for me. But I work tomorrow morning and I wake up at 5 a.m.
Zach, you're good with 9:30 to 10:30 on Saturday night?
I'm good with whatever. I work on Sundays,
yeah.
But I'm good with whatever.
These guys don't wake up till 6:40 anyways.
If they wake up at 6:40.
Yeah.
Terrence, you're good with 9:30 to 10:30 on Saturday?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
No,
cool.
I get up at like 6:15.
Yeah. Zach 6:15? Wakes up early-ish on its
own. All right, well. That's
like a big boy.
That's like a big boy. He's making tremendous progress. We're going to recommend it for independent living soon.
My alarm only goes off twice.
Well,
yeah.
You need to put extra stickers on it so it goes off several more times. Hey, this has been fun. I hope everybody listening had a good time. We're going to wrap it for tonight on the trial run. I think we're good to go for Sunday because other than some audio files and some better jokes, quite frankly. I think we got a show here. What do you think, Josh?
I think that sounds fantastic.
All right.
Hey, Josh,
and,
tell me quickly how your life has changed since you've been a part of the show.
You know, I'm just feeling like...
Oh, gee, we seem to have lost him. I don't know what happened there.
We seem to have lost him. Oh, God.
All right, everybody, have a good night. Thank you very much. We'll see you Saturday.
I
want to
leave
at 9:30.
Would I be able to leave our listeners with a parting?
No, apparently you will not be able to do that.